Chapter 12. Willoughby tells Eleanor his story.
"Please, hear my story. Give me 10 minutes of your time," Willoughby cried.
"Sit down. Be quick," Eleanor replied, not knowing what to do.
"A servant told me just now that your sister is feeling better," he said.
"Yes," she replied.
"I have ridden all day to get here," said Willoughby. "I know that you think very badly of me, but will you listen to my story?"
Eleanor nodded silently.
"When I met your sister, I found her so pretty. I enjoyed being with her so much. Everything about her was lovely. I wanted her to love me."
"Do not continue," said Eleanor, feeling angry.
"Please, I must tell you everything," said Willoughby. "I have never been rich, but I knew that after the death of my cousin, Mrs. Smith, I would have money, although that could be a long time in the future. I could not marry someone without money of her own. I knew this as I began to love Marianne. I allowed myself to spend all my time with her. I never spoke of an engagement, but my feelings grew stronger. I decided to ask her to marry me, but that same day, when I returned to Allenham, I found that Mrs. Smith had heard of something that I had done to a young woman. But you know about this from Colonel Brandon."
"I have heard about how you behaved with this girl, yes. Nothing can change my opinion of your character now," she said.
"You heard about it from Colonel Brandon, not from me," said Willoughby. "That girl, Eliza, had very strong feelings for me. I behaved selfishly. I did not feel so strongly for her. And now I have hurt Marianne, whose feelings for me were just as strong. But her mind is far better. She reads books. She understands music."
"All the time you were with my sister, you did not think about that poor girl. While you were enjoying yourself, this girl was suffering."
"What did Mrs. Smith say to you?" asked Eleanor.
"She was angry. I knew that Sophia Gray wanted to marry me, and I decided that I should accept her. Mrs. Smith was happy with that. I was going to have dinner with your family that evening, but in the morning I came to say that I must leave," he said. "I was so afraid to see Marianne again. I remembered feeling so happy the day before, and now I had to tell her that I was leaving. It was painful for me when I saw her so unhappy."
Eleanor asked, "Did you tell her that you would come back?"
"I cannot remember. I probably told her what I wanted to believe," he replied. "And then your dear mother came and was so kind to me. I was extremely unhappy to leave your family, who I loved so dearly."
Eleanor felt sorry for him. "Is that everything?" she said.
"No," he replied, "because then you both came to London and I received Marianne's letter. Every word was like a knife in my heart."
"Remember that you are married now," said Eleanor. "Say only what you should say."
Willoughby continued,
"From Marianne's letter, I knew that she still loved me as much as before. It made my feelings for her come back. But everything was arranged between me and Sophia. I did not reply to your sister's letter. I knew that I must avoid you. I saw you both many times from far away, but you did not see me. I even went to Mrs. Jennings's house once, but none of you were there. I avoided the Middletons too. But then I met Sir John in the street, and he invited me to a ball. I did not go. I got another message from Marianne. I wanted to reply, but I did not. I thought of her every moment of every day. But I had to pretend to love Sophia. And then I saw you both at the party, and Marianne looked so beautiful and called my name so sweetly. But Sophia saw everything and was deeply jealous. She made me leave. That was the last time I saw Marianne. Her face was as white as death.
What about your letter to her? Said Eleanor.
It was written by my hand, but the words were all Sophia's. She had opened Marianne's last letter to me and was extremely jealous. She made me write that letter and return your sister's letters with the piece of her hair that she had given me, he said. You must think very badly of me now.
I understand a little more, said Eleanor. But you chose what you wanted to do.
I have been so unhappy, he said. Last night, I saw Sir John. He had avoided speaking to me. But this time, he came and told me that Marianne had a fever and was dying. As soon as I could, I prepared my carriage and travelled here to see her.
Eleanor was silent, thinking that he had been selfish, that he had done everything for himself. But she also knew that he was suffering. She could forgive him a little.
I must go now. I am happy that Marianne is better. But I have lost her, and I can never be happy in my marriage. If I could be free again... He stopped. But there is one thing that I am afraid of more than anything.
What is that? Asked Eleanor.
I am afraid of your sister marrying another man, he replied. Now I must go. Goodbye.
After he had left, Eleanor sat thinking for a while. She hated Willoughby less now. She returned to see Marianne. But a very short time after this, she was called downstairs. Another carriage had arrived. She ran into the hall, and there was her mother, a look of great suffering on her face. Colonel Brandon was standing behind her.
"Where is Marianne? How is she?"
her mother cried.
"The fever has gone,"
Eleanor quickly told her mother. Both her and Colonel Brandon's faces relaxed immediately. They looked very grateful to hear this good news. Mrs. Dashwood was taken to see Marianne, and both of them were full of happiness to be together again. Eleanor was able to go to bed, leaving her mother with Marianne. But she found it hard to sleep, thinking of what Willoughby had told her. She thought of what Colonel Brandon had suffered because of him, but the kindness of her heart still made her a little sorry for poor Willoughby. Marianne continued to get better with her mother by her side again. The first time that Mrs. Dashwood was alone with Eleanor, she said,
"I am happy that Marianne is getting better, but I am happy for other reasons too. Colonel Brandon told me that he loves her. I think that he was as unhappy as me about her illness, and he said that he has loved her since he first saw her. He will be a very good husband for her."
"He has an excellent character," said Eleanor.
"He thinks that he does not have any hope. But although he is older and not very handsome, I think that he is a much better person to marry than Willoughby. I am sure that Marianne could love him. And at Delaford there may be a cottage that we can live in to be nearer to Marianne,"
said Mrs. Dashwood, her mind running to the future. Poor Eleanor. It seemed that she might have to be close to Delaford and to Lucy and Edward. After a few days, Marianne asked to see Colonel Brandon to say that she was very grateful to him for bringing her mother to Cleveland. Eleanor noticed that he looked sad seeing Marianne's thin white face. She felt sure that it made him remember Eliza. He had told Eleanor that she had a similar character to Marianne, and it was likely that illness had made them look similar too.